Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It's Thursday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Hello. Hope everybody's, all those lovers out there are going to have a beautiful evening with someone special. Take your supervising pharmacist out for dinner tonight because we love them. They are so nice to us. They come in every day with a smile, make our life easy. Just say hi to them. Take them out. Give them some roses. Give them a box of chocolate. Because life is, in retail pharmacy, like a box of chocolate, as Forrest Gump's mother used to say. You never know what you're going to get. You show up, you put that key in the door, and you never know what that day is going to be like. It's a surprise. Well, speaking of surprises, the bonuses that are handed out, this is always the time of year. When around Valentine's Day, when I was working in retail, I would kind of start to imagine what my bonus from the prior year was going to be. It was generally paid in March, generally the first payroll check or period in March. So, you know, come February, you know, you have this balance. You're doing your taxes. You don't know what you're going to have to pay or what you're getting back. And you have this unknown bonus that's coming almost any day. So, you know, you kind of piqued my interest, at least. I'll just talk about that. Because the first year when I was with CVS, we kind of caught the wave. What I mean by that is we were part of an acquisition of a Rite Aid store across the street. And it was about August when it hit. So we were able to go from, at that point, scripts were, if I remember, about 1,200, 1,300 to about 2,400. And we did it by capturing 95% of the scripts. They were doing about 1,000 scripts across the street. And we ended up getting about 900 of them, which was like a stupid number. Like normally you get about 50%. And we did it, you know, we're not going to bore you with the details, but we did it because we really just put our team together and said, hey, we only have one chance to make a first impression with these customers. Let's just do it right. And we did. And that was the year I won my first of two Paragon Awards. So, you know, the bonus comes and there was no way that CVS could fix the numbers. Here I was. Numbers are a part of it. Of course, you had your KPM scores and all that other stuff that went into it, but my script count went through the roof. So I got the biggest, I got an $8,000 bonus. And of course, as a manager, you know, they always tell you when you take the job, oh, you get 2/3 of this or the bigger bonus or whatever. And wow, you know, it's really a great incentive, right? Until you realize that for every other year when they work the numbers, you don't have a chance in heck, I won't even say hell, to hit those numbers. Every year after that, I don't think for the next 4 or 5 years, I earned a total of $8,000. And I got to tell you, I worked a hell of a lot harder and it was just not rewarded because they come in, oh, your script counts are up, but your KPM is down. Your KPM is up, is down, but your LP is off or this is off or that's in. Well, by the way, you just didn't text, you know, enough people last year or whatever. So anyway, I never paid attention to the bonuses. But now, as a concierge pharmacist, I get a bonus every 6 weeks, and it's the most valuable bonus that I think you can get because I do precepting, I do mentoring, and I get students. And after their six-week rotation, part of their evaluation when I give them their grades is they do an evaluation on me, and they do a little bit of an overview and a little write-up of RxVIP and me because if I'm the preceptor, anything they write is a direct reflection on me. So, you know, I did grades this week for a couple of students, for a lot of students. We had about six on our rotations this semester. And I got to read, I'd rather read something to you because it really just, for me, is the greatest bonus that I could get. It shows me that I'm making a difference in people's lives, the next generation. This is from a student named Darrell Petzel. And he's up at the University of Buffalo. And he says, during my six-week rotation, I demonstrated human relationship skills that I learned at RxVIP that helped me display an interest in other patients by showing empathy and care. I was able to listen in a non-judgmental fashion and respond appropriately to problems that came up. I was able to maintain professional ethical standards, comply with laws and regulations, and deal professionally and ethically with colleagues and patients while simultaneously maintaining their confidentiality. as a remote rotation, because he was on remote, we never even saw him, I was introduced to the mission of RxVIP Concierge. Ken Sternfeld, as founder of RxVIP, had a vision of enhancing the role of pharmacists in the healthcare continuum. As an advocate for provider status for our profession, he created a paradigm shift in the way pharmacists can practice at the height of their license by working at the point of care right in physician offices. I really should hire this guy as the marketing director of our company, because he gets it, and he got it, and it's made me feel so good. The services, he continues, provided to patients included pharmacogenetic testing, chronic care management, and wellness prescription checkups. Concierge service providers were used to establish and revise electronic care plans to manage and monitor the physical, mental, and the cognitive, psychosocial, functional, and environmental needs of the patient, including full medication reconciliation with a review to help adherence and potential interactions so that the oversight of patient self-management for drug regimens could be increased. I was also introduced to several podcasts and radio shows that were created and hosted by Mr. Sternfeld. These shows were enlightening and helped provide me with the information and knowledge I needed to perform at the height of my license. Well, I got to tell you, that's a bonus that is worth more than any bonus I ever received at CVS, even if you added all the years together of all the money, because we're really making a difference. I'm not going to read the whole review by Sophia Lynn, another university at Buffalo, but she basically said, overall, RxVIP has offered an opportunity of learning not only the clinical side, but the business emphasis of concierge pharmacy operations. As a P4 intern, I got to see the difference in operations between traditional chain stores, the independent pharmacies, and what RxVIP is creating with a virtual pharmacy model. This rotation further helped me in my core skills and to deal with patient medication management and all the benefits that I got to learn as a student, but also helped me build a strong leadership role for my profession. So she was able to dive much deeper into RxVIP and have a better understanding of being a concierge service provider, as well as being a leader in our profession. I'm not saying this to pat ourselves on the back because we have a team effort at RxVIP, but we have a culture, and the culture of care is something that is different than what is in traditional retail environments. It's just working, and we're going to be bringing more people in. As you know, we have initiatives to bring residencies, and we're going to hire PharmDs in the next 60 to 90 days. So I thank you. I thank all our students. We're making a difference, one student at a time, one patient at a time, but it's really starting to roll. And I thank you. Thank you for keep listening, and thank you for all the things you do to advance the care of our patients every day. Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. Happy Valentine's Day, and we love our profession, so I'll buy my profession a box of chocolate. Have a wonderful day. It's February 14th.